Hey everyone, welcome back to the C3 SYD podcast. You are joined by Beck and we have a very special guest, Mitch Hammond, as we chat our new series, Here Comes the Sun, all about Christmas, all about Jesus. Let's get to it. So welcome, Mitch. Welcome to the podcast.
Great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you.
Yep.
Can you just introduce yourself quickly to our guests? Tell us a bit about a day in your life.
Absolutely. Hello, everybody. Great to be here on the C3 SYD podcast. So I'm on the team here at C3 SYD. Been on the team for many, many years. But on staff in a few different roles. I'm married, been married for 11 years, which is wild.
Congrats.
Thank you. I got two kiddos, got a 6-year-old daughter, 3-year-old son, and we're in the throes of school pickups and swimming lessons and ballet classes and all the fun stuff. And then I have a side hustle.
Oh.
I run pub trivia nights.
Fun.
Moonlight as a trivia host. So it's good fun. We love it.
Yeah.
And that's our world.
Love it. So a very busy life.
Yes.
Yes.
But great. Busy's good sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's full life. Yeah.
Yes. But then as we head into Christmas.
Even fuller.
Yeah,
overflowing.
Even more full.
Yeah.
That's probably the right word, isn't it?
We'll go with it.
Yeah. Well, last week, Jackson and I gave a bit of an intro into this new message series and kind of unpacked the nativity story, all about Jesus, all about how his birth interrupted lots of people's lives.
Yes.
But today we're going to be talking about how the purpose behind that was to fulfill God's plan, which was to save humanity, which kind of takes us a bit more to Easter, you know, crucifixion and all
this
that.
Is the prequel.
Yes, the prequel.
Do you like prequels? Do we like prequels? You know, like in movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one that comes to mind is Hunger Games. And
okay, not so great.
You didn't like it, Ballad?
Oh, look, I haven't seen it, to be honest. Soz. But I'm thinking, the three Star Wars prequels, you know, the Natalie Portman prequels, you know, very divisive.
Do you like them?
I like them, but, you know.
Well, yeah, I like them too. Actually, the third one just like breaks my heart.
Yeah, Anakin.
Yeah.
Tough.
Anyway, speaking of prequels, Christmas, Jesus, all those things.
Yeah.
I think at this time of year we can look around and while there is lots of fun to this season, I mean, we have meals with friends and with family, there's carol services, like community events, all those sorts of things. I think often when we look to the news, it's still full of all the bad news of the world. And I think the stresses of Christmas get highlighted a lot. And I think, it can be very easy to fall into that trap of just like, this is chaotic. Like, I just want to be done for the year and like, be past Christmas. I just want it to be over.
It's true.
And like, I mean, shops start putting Christmas things out like in August year, August 1st, there were mince pies in shops.
I must admit, I love Christmas. I'm a big Christmas advocate. So like Christmas, I know, like, I think it's in the Philippines. I think they have Christmas, like their tree's up for about 6 months of the year. Like they go wild.
Whoa.
So, you know, I feel like August is, it's a lot, but
it's not
as early as it could be.
Yeah. I'm a very big, like, celebrate early person. Yeah. I did one time start listening to Christmas music in October and I got over it by Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So I've learnt my lesson and I'm in November.
Well, because of our kids, obviously they love Christmas carols.
Yeah.
And so all throughout the year, obviously they don't care what time of the year it is. So regularly in the on the way to school in the morning, we'll get requests for jingle bells to say, I feel like it's been a steady, like my Spotify Wrapped this year.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there'll be some carols in my most played songs of the year.
Wow.
Yeah,
I know. People's Spotify Wraps would get so influenced by their kids.
100%.
But anyway, so when we look to the story and all the different characters that Jacko and I mentioned last week, Jesus completely interrupted their lives.
Massively.
And while the stresses are going on, the plans are being made, God can do whatever he wants sometimes. And sometimes he just like shows up in our world in ways that we're totally not expecting, but there's purpose behind it. And his plan was to, as we said before, to save humanity. Like it comes with the greatest benefit of all. But I think sometimes when that happens in our immediate world, we're just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? What's happening? I wasn't prepared for this. I wasn't planned for this. And we freak out.
100%.
Do you have any experiences where that's happened?
All the time. I mean, you know, having kids is like you're signing up to constant interruptions. Yeah. So, but definitely the Lord, you know, is pretty good at it as well. I think the problem is as human nature, we love the illusion of control.
Absolutely.
We like our ducks in a row. We like to feel like we've got a sense of control because we feel like if we've got control, then things are in order and it kind of eliminates where things could go wrong or where if we've got anxiety or fear around different things not working out the way we wanted to. So if we've got that control, we feel like that's where our peace is based on. And so when there's an interruption or a change or a kind of something that kind of flies in the face of our plans, that can kind of wreak havoc. So planning is good and having plans are good, but I think we've got to keep our hands loose in life, obviously in our relationship with God, if that's something we've got, but also just in our relationship with people. I think holding things loosely is a really beautiful art to life. And if we can manage that well, where we've got expectations, it's good to have expectations about our future, good to have hopes and dreams and desires for how things are going to work out. But if we're so dependent on those things working out exactly the way we've envisioned them to, and then it doesn't, like we're setting ourselves up for such a disappointment.
I mean, do you have any personal experience?
Look, I think even growing up, so I'm 35 now. So, you know, when I was 20, 21, you know, everyone's got very, you know, a lot of people have great ideas around how the future is going to unfold. For me, I think I've done a pretty good job at like managing the how things flow out, you know, pan out. But definitely some things in my world look different to like in terms of just how things have unfolded, how my life's progressed, how my work's progressed. Things, you know, definitely, you know, it wasn't a clear path. There were ups and downs. There were side paths and tunnels. And, you know, if you imagine like the old, you know, the adventure trail through life. Definitely, if I look back, totally different to what I thought it would happen, you know, when I was 20 years old. But if I look back, I'm thankful for every valley, every sidetrack, every mountain path. Like it's all been for my good. And and I think that's where I've just, you know, you kind of make peace with that there's good in all of it. And it's actually the details of it actually matter a lot less than the people and, you know, the purpose you've got. While you're doing it. So,
I mean, I have a very big example in my world of how God just totally disrupted my plans. So it was back in 2021, actually, because of two lockdowns, COVID, all that stuff. Right. I literally watched this video of a girl who I think she lived in America, and it was just a video of her being like, I just decided to move to Mexico because I realized like what's stopping me. And I was like, true. I got nothing stopping me. Going and living overseas. And so I moved to America but I had like 2 years of since making the decision to when I was going to go. So it was 2 years of just like having that in my mind of like, yep, I'm going to be living in America. My life will probably look like this and like figuring out the different details of it, planning for it. I kind of had one foot in here, one foot out because I knew I was leaving, all those things. And then last year, 2024, moved to America on an indefinite move. I didn't put a time limit on it. I wasn't saying it was forever, but it was definitely not meant to be short term. And then 3 months in, I moved home because I felt like God was calling me home and like giving me all these kind of different signs and speaking to me in different ways. And I was just like, what? Like I moved my whole life.
Right.
I packed up my whole life. I had all the farewells, all the goodbyes.
Huge, yeah.
And then 3 months later was like, hey guys. Gotcha, I'm back. And I just, for a long time, I had to kind of like even just grieve that plan because for 2 years, that's what my future was going to look like. And I was like, planning what it would look like. And then all of a sudden I was just right back here and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. Just completely flipped it upside down.
Totally. But I think it's a great story though of, I think our ability to redirect when we do feel that.
Yeah.
That says so much about a person, like the ability to just go, you know what? Like, you know, I'm not, nothing's certain, nothing's locked in, and our ability just to shift and change, you know, there's a great saying that, you know, you can't direct a stationary car, like you can't steer a stationary car. So movement's good. Like, well, you know, you can, it's like the nav man, it can always reroute.
Totally.
You take a side, you know, road, but then you can, you know, it just redirects to the right path. So movement's good.
Yeah.
And that's where we can get, you know, keep getting directed in the right path. So
yeah, I mean, I you already kind of touched on the next question, but how would you say are good ways to live interruptible? Like whether you're trusting in God or just in life.
Just in life,
Yeah,
look, I do think that the ability for us to let go of outcome is really important. So our trust and our faith or our sense of peace isn't based on an outcome. It's based on, well, you know, I think, you know, definitely if we can put our faith in God, that's a great person who's constant and secure and steadfast and that we can trust in. And so I think that's really helpful for us, because then it's things can pan out a whole bunch of different ways. And it doesn't change out. It doesn't mess with our sense of peace. It doesn't mess with our sense of identity. And so I think our ability just to let go and stay open-handed. I think we can be really clear on the type of things we want, but be really, really relaxed about the pathway to get there. I think you know, so often we emphasize dreams of like materialistic dreams of like I want to do this, or I want to go that there career, or this this path or this job title or whatever. I think it's better to like, who do I want to be? What kind of person, so that wherever I go, whatever I do, I want to be a person that's, you know, that's, it's a good, hopeful, kind, generous, you know, life-giving person. I think they're more admirable goals for us.
A word that you've mentioned a few times in this is peace. And I mean, you're talking before about that sense of control can often be the thing that like, keeps us a bit more rigid and like, no, it has to go the way I want. And I think peace as like a emotion, state of mind, whatever you want to call it, in the world standard, it's like, oh yeah, once I have that thing, I can then feel peaceful. Or like once I'm past this hurdle, I can be peaceful. And I don't know, whether you're in church or not, one of the like kind of more popular scriptures that people may have heard thrown out is, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I know some people even in church can kind of use that and just be like, just like whack it on things. Like, I can do things because God gives me strength. Like I can keep doing all these things. But if you look at the scripture before it, it's Paul saying, I'm content. Like I don't have these things yet. I've done horrible things in my life and like I'll be the first one to admit it. He was someone that was killing Christians and then next minute was a Christian.
His life was interrupted pretty radically too.
And he was just like, I've done all these horrible things, but I can be content because I know that I have the truth and I've like, I've got God.
Therefore
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I think totally what you're saying of just like when we can learn to be content where we are, like, not because we have that or because we have this or because things are going my way. Because you'll never be content if that's your goal. Because there's always something else that we want. Like we're never satisfied.
Well, I think the story, you know, so I think peace, so often we think peace is like an external, like, well, as in, you know, we know that of course it's a state of being, but we measure it by external things. Like everything's calm and, you know, and then we do a lot of external things to try and manipulate or create that peace. And so we could do some kind of exercise regime or our morning routine, our morning rituals, or, you know, we've got to have our coffee, then we've got to do our stretching, then we've got to do our breath work, whatever it is. I've got to have this amount of sleep. And like, they're all good things. Like, don't get me wrong. But however, I think peace is, it can't be dependent on those things. It has to be more than that.
Yeah.
Because life is going to always, mm-hmm. like the one thing is predictable is yeah. that there's going to be unpredictable things.
Totally.
Like that's the one thing yeah. that is always going to happen. Life's going to throw stuff at us. That's life.
Mm.
And I think that's what Paul was alluding to is that mm-hmm. he kind of goes through a whole list. I was shipwrecked. I was yeah. beaten. I was thrown in jail. I was mm. falsely accused. Like all these kind of crazy, wild things he went mm. through. Yeah, it didn't rock him.
Mm.
And so even as like we go into Christmas yeah. and like family times yeah. and, you know, that can be really great, wonderful, beautiful experience, but also can be tough. Like we yeah. all know that.
Mm.
But I think our ability just to go, you know what, I'm not going to let this stuff rock me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let it affect me. And so like, there's this picture, this great story of Jesus when he's sleeping in the middle of a storm.
Mm.
I'm like, you know, and I'm like, are you crazy? He like literally just like middle of this massive yeah. storm. And his followers, his disciples were like freaking out, mm. woke him up, like, don't you care, save us. And so Jesus, like he literally stills the storm. So Jesus mm. does have the ability to still storms.
Mm.
But I think the greater lesson is that Jesus wasn't actually modeling stilling storms before they woke him up. He was modeling
right.
sleeping in the middle of a storm.
Yeah, totally.
And so I think our ability to, you mm. know what, I can sleep, I can be at peace.
Yeah.
I can be at rest, I can be calm, even if there's a storm
yeah.
around me externally. Internally, there's no storm.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. And I feel like we've just scratched the surface on totally. This topic. But if people want to hear more, it will be talked about at our locations across C3SYD. So if you want to head to our website, c3syd.church, you can find a location that is near you, can plan a visit, come check us out this Christmas season. We've got different Christmas parties happening, carols, all the fun stuff that we do love about Christmas. And you can hear more about being interruptible, how Jesus came and all that he's done. And yeah, we can't wait to see you there. So thanks, Mitch.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
See you guys.